AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A report says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff advised a Putin aide on how to pitch a Russia-Ukraine peace plan to President Trump. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
According to the transcript of a call published by Bloomberg News, Trump administration special envoy Steve Witkoff advised Yuri Ushakov, a senior aide to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, on how Putin should go about pitching President Donald Trump on a peace plan to end Russia's war with Ukraine. According to the transcript of the October 14th call, Witkoff advised foreign policy advisor Ushakov that Putin should call Trump and congratulate him for the Gaza peace deal and say that Russia had supported it and that he respects Trump as a man of peace. Witkoff says, from that, it's going to be a really good call. When asked to comment on Bloomberg's report, Ushakov said he's spoken with Witkoff quite often by phone. He said the calls had likely been leaked to hinder U.S.-Russian ties, but that they had not been leaked by Moscow. The White House says Witkoff's reported approach to the Russians in the call was standard negotiating procedure. I'm Donna Warder.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced that she will not be seeking re-election next year. In a video posted to social media, she did not mention Trump or directly address his federal law enforcement intervention in her city. Bowser has served three terms since being first elected in 2014. Pope Leo XIV is embarking on his first foreign trip, a pilgrimage to Turkey and Lebanon. Leo is fulfilling a trip Pope Francis planned to make to mark an important anniversary with the Orthodox Church in Turkey. In Lebanon, he'll try to boost a long-suffering Christian community, as well as Lebanese of all faiths, who are still demanding justice over the 2020 Beirut port blast. This is AP News. The cap is rising 3.3% on government-guaranteed home loans for most single-family homes. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency is increasing the size of home loans that the government can guarantee against default as it takes into account rising housing prices. Beginning next year, mortgage buyers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will be able to acquire loans of up to $832,750 on single-family homes in most of the country, with higher loan limits for states such as Alaska and Hawaii, and in counties where the local median home value is more than double the conforming loan limit. For example, the conforming loan limit for single-family homes in Los Angeles and New York counties will be just over $1,249,000 in 2026. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.